Warrior Run Defenders. Really surprising. They will have at least five forfeits here tonight. And we are into another one here. Try and get you caught up. As soon as I figure out what's happening here, we're going to be wrestling at 160 here very shortly. We started at 114. Max Hallman received a forfeit. A dandy of a match at 121 between Ryder Borch and Chase Wernsberger. Wernsberger with a 10-3 win, 6-3 at that point for the Braves. Braylon Chestnut and Caden Snyder tangled at 121. Another dandy, a 10-9 win for, a 16-9 win for Caden Snyder. 133 pounds, Eben Kisner, 139 pounds, Keaton Lattimore, both receiving forfeits at 145. Gavin Kiefer, a fall in a minute four of the first period over Brandon Bingaman at 152. A.J. Benedict receiving a forfeit. And right now we are at 160. This should be Cole Wetzel and Reagan Milheim. Man, Milheim, a returning state champion, a junior at 4-0. Senior Cole Wetzel, he is 2-0. Milheim is already committed to wrestling at American University. Well, right now, two wrestlers on the mat locked up. Wetzel underneath, Milheim with a front headlock. Circles to the side, steps behind. Two-point takedown for Milheim. Wetzel stands and escapes. Excuse me, three-point takedown. I'll get this right yet. Takedowns this year worth three, not two. And we also have 2-3 and 4-point near falls, but it's 3-1 in favor of Milheim. Milheim slides to the rear of Wetzel, trying to drag him down. Now does takedown for Milheim. He leads 6-1. Milheim one-on-one on the right arm. Wetzel clears it. Milheim flattens Wetzel out. Tight waist right, arm pry left. Pulls it back into an arm bar. And Wetzel warned for stalling on the bottom. That is the end of the first period. And it is a 6-1 lead for Reagan Milheim over Shiklemy's Cole Wetzel. Well, we should have belts all the way through except for 107. They do not have lightweights. Combination of wrestlers not coming out and football injuries, and Warrior Run with a very light lineup this year. They were district contenders last year. Right now, Milheim in on the left leg of Wetzel. Wetzel with a dandy of a whizzer fighting him off. Milheim shelves the leg, works up and around behind. Three-point takedown for Reagan Milheim. He leads 9-1. Working the wrists is Milheim. Rocky Snyder, the referee here this evening. And the Braves JVs with an easy victory over Warrior Run. They're at junior high. Wetzel stands. Milheim pushes him away. 1-point escape with 50 seconds to go in the second period. And a 9-2 lead for Milheim. Trying to snap Wetzel down. Hand fighting on their feet. Milheim taking command of the middle of the mat as he pushes Wetzel towards the edge. Wetzel dives in on a double. Milheim quick hips, sprawls, front headlock, circles, gathers a near leg, and a three-point takedown for Reagan Milheim. 12-2 lead. Wetzel trying to get big underneath and does. Milheim tight waist. Tucks the arm in, rolls Cole over just 1 second, no near fall. That is the end of the second period. 12-2, Reagan Milheim of Warrior Run on top of Shiklamy's Cole Wetzel. Third period wrestling. Referee's down position. Wetzel on the bottom. Milheim showing he's going to put his hands on the back in the optional start. Pushes Wetzel away. 1 point escape for Cole. 12-3. Now in the favor of Milheim. On their feet, they lock up. Milheim again taking charge of the middle of the mat. Duck under to a low single by Milheim. Elevates a leg into the air. Wetzel whizzes. Milheim trying to trip him down. Steps behind. 3-point takedown for Milheim. And they go off the edge of the mat. So the score 15-3 in favor of Milheim. Now 15-4 as Milheim lets Wetzel escape. Minute 20 to go in the bout. On their feet, they lock up. And Wetzel going to be warned for stalling. That'll give Milheim a point, 16-4. Wetzel in, looks for a leg. Milheim sprawls. Whizzers. Posts the hand of Wetzel. Takes the front head and arm. Circles to the side. Takes the leg. Locks in a near side cradle. 3-point takedown. And he stacks Wetzel over onto his back. Wetzel rolls through. He still has the cradle. We've got the tech fall. He's got to pin him. And that'll be it. Tech fall in 440 by the score of 19-4. That'll make the score 30-12 in favor of the Braves. And we are back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK and at WKOK.com. And we are back. And let's see what we have here. Looks like Connor Wetzel and Max Wernsberger. Wernsberger, a junior at 4-0. He's heading to California Baptist. On their feet, locked up. And they go off the edge of the mat. Back in the center. Wetzel with the underhook. Wernsberger trying to dump Wetzel. Wetzel sprawls. They go off the edge of the mat. Friday, Connor Wetzel picked up his 100th win. We'll go up there in the banner. Behind me, I'm sure they'll have a ceremony here. They've got two from last year. They've got to get those guys in here. Front headlock by Wetzel as he snaps Wernsberger to the mat. Wernsberger hangs on tight to the arm. Back to their feet. They break apart. On their feet. Now it's Wetzel that takes command of the middle. Snaps Wernsberger down. Circles. Oh, Wernsberger catches the elbow. Wrestlers on the mat on their knees now come to their feet. And that is the end of the first period. It is scoreless. Connor Wetzel for the Braves. Max Wernsberger for the Defenders. This is the first dual meeting between these two teams. Hard to believe. Just about 25 minutes between the two high schools. First time they've ever met in a dual meet. Second period wrestling from the down position. Wetzel on the bottom. He stands. Wernsberger around the waist. Wetzel trying to scramble his legs free. Wernsberger grapevines the right leg of Wetzel and flattens him out on the mat. Bar arm left by Wernsberger. He's got Wetzel flat. Got that leg tight. Now Wetzel trying to work back to his base. Wernsberger keeping his weight on the upper body of Connor Wetzel. Not a lot Wetzel can do. And finally, a stalemate stop in the action by referee Rocky Snyder. <clears throat> 58 seconds to go in the second period. They'll restart. And right away with the legs, Wernsberger steps over. Potentially dangerous stop in the action. Wetzel quickly reset. Wetzel tries to sit, now stands. Working on the hands of Wernsberger. Wernsberger throws a leg in while they stand. Wetzel trying to peel the hands. And off the edge of the mat they go, 37 seconds. And Wetzel with a bloody nose. He gets a blood time. Wernsberger goes over, gets a drink. 30-12, the Braves lead. Not a lot of matches, but the ones we've had have been very entertaining. Some of the younger Braves wrestlers that we've not really gotten much of a chance to see here early in the season. And they plug up Connor's nose. They're ready to get back underway. 37.9 seconds to go in the second period. Wetzel tries to get to his feet. Wernsberger pressure forward, picks him up. Granby rolling the way down by Wetzel. Wernsberger turks the legs. Puts Wetzel back to the mat. Tight waist, bar arm left by Wernsberger. Wetzel doesn't want to get too far off the mat or Wernsberger will roll him over for some near fall points. Wetzel clears the arms, tries to press back to his base. That is the end of the second period. Still no score. Third period, referee's down position. Wernsberger going to go down on the mat. Wetzel steps from left to right. Tight waist, looking for the collar. Now wants a near wrist. Wernsberger stays on all fours. Wetzel can't break him down. Wernsberger stays on all fours. Wernsberger stands. Wetzel pushes him away. 1 point escape for Wernsberger. He leads 1-0. On their feet. They tie up, break apart. Wetzel moves in. Ties up. Wetzel locks up on the head. Looks for a leg. Wernsberger sprawls. Clears the leg. And a reshot by Wernsberger in on the ankle. They go off the edge of the mat. 103 to go in the bout. 1-0 in the lead for Max Wernsberger. Back in the center, they lock up. Break apart. Again, they tie up. Wernsberger falls. Wetzel jumps on top, circles to the rear. Wernsberger reaches back around, takes the leg at the last second. Wetzel cross-facing. Wernsberger hangs on to the leg. Now Wetzel comes back the opposite way, trying to break the grip of Wernsberger. Wernsberger sits him on the mat. Wetzel between the legs. Breaks Wernsberger down. Running out of time. Wernsberger with just 1 foot in, and that'll be the end of the match. What a battle. Connor Wetzel handed his first loss of the season 1-0 by Max Wernsberger. 30-15. We're back after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK. And we are back. And the match I thought we were going to get at 2:15, we are going to get at 1:89. And that is Christian Bosch for the Braves, Tyler Ulrich for the Defenders, and we are underway. Bosch, a junior at 2-0, 4-0 junior, Tyler Ulrich. Bosch trying to headlock and throw Ulrich. Ulrich with a bear hug puts Bosch to the mat. 3-point near fall, or 3-point takedown for Ulrich. On the restart, Bosch stands, turns in on Ulrich. 1 point escape for Christian. On their feet. Ulrich trying to get hand control, now ties up on the head of Christian Bosch. Working near Matt's edge. And they go off the edge of the mat. 1:03 to go in the first period. Low single attack, a real quick attack by Ulrich. Squirts around to the rear for the takedown, leads 6-1. He left Bosch in his dust on that one. Now posts the right arm of Bosch on his back. Got that tight, takes a wrist, steps over with the bar, trying to run Bosch to his side, now steps back to the opposite side to chin Bosch back. Ulrich with that bar arm right, tightens it up, now gets a double bar. Got the double bar. Bosch clears the left arm. Comes to one knee. Stands off the edge of the mat. Didn't get away, though. Ulrich stays in control with 6 seconds to go. Bosch stands. Ulrich picks him up. Dumps him back to his mat. That is the end of the first period. 6-1 lead for Tyler Ulrich over Shiklemy's Christian Bosch. Well, if you were planning on heading out to Southern Columbia on Saturday for the outdoor match between the Tigers and the Red Tornadoes of Mount Carmel, you're not going to need a heavy jacket. They're going to wrestle it, but they're going to wrestle it inside. They decided to not tempt fate with the temperatures to be in the low 40s. They decided to move the match back inside. So hopefully next year somebody will again take the chance of doing an outdoor match. Sounded like a great idea. Second period wrestling. Referee's down position. Ulrich on top. Goes to work with a tight waist, controlling Bosch. Now one-on-one, two-on-one on the left arm. Bosch clears the arm. Presses back to his knees. Ulrich, crossface, locks a far side cradle. He's got Bosch in the cradle. And Bosch able to break it. Ulrich has the arm bundled, looking to lock in the cradle again. And now just going to let Bosch up. 6-2 with a minute 5 to go in the second period. On their feet. Russian hook on the right arm by Ulrich. Bosch wants a leg. Ulrich bundles both arms. Big step behind, trips Bosch to the mat. Bosch turns, comes over top. And these two guys just switching hips. Wow. They go off the edge of the mat, no takedown. At any given second, one had the advantage. The other one was in trouble, and that switched. Good scramble between these two guys. Bosch tries the quick takedown. Ulrich up under the arms. Bosch headlock. Ulrich breaks him down. 3-point near fall for Tyler Ulrich. He leads 9-2. Ulrich bundles the arm, looking for that far side cradle. Now goes Turk on the legs as he pulls Bosch over. Going to pick up some near fall points. He's got Bosch on his back. That is the end of the second period. 13-2 with the four near fall points for Ulrich. They'll start the third period on their feet. Ulrich up under the arms of Bosch. Bosch trying to re-attack. And they'll go off the edge of the mat. Back in the center. Russell's lock up. Standing front headlock for Ulrich. Trying to snap Bosch down. Oh, reaches under. Takes a cross leg. Gets a cross leg cradle. He's got three. Looking for more with that cradle. Ulrich keeping his toes in bounds. Bosch completely out of bounds. And now they go out of bounds. 16-2. 14-point differential. Now 16-3 as he lets Bosch up. A takedown is a tech fall for Ulrich. Blast double in deep on the legs. Dumps Bosch to the mat. 3-point takedown. And that is enough for the tech fall, 19-3 in 5 minutes and 26 seconds. 30-20, the Braves lead. And we are back right after this. You're listening to Braves Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK. And we are back. Let's see what's happening here. Well, we definitely have Brody Raybuck out there.
Who is this?
And it's Raybuck and Johnson. Raybuck with the takedown. Stacks Johnson over for a two-point near fall. So a quick 5-0 lead for Brody. This is at heavyweight. There was no match at 215. So Raybuck, the junior at 2-0. Johnson, a 4-2 junior. Raybuck for the tight waist, arm pry left. Got Johnson flattened out. Takes a far wrist, steps out to the left side with the bar. Left arm in the bar, far wrist. Up on his toes, trying to turn Johnson over. Out to the side. Now pulls the arm in, creates a pivot point. Johnson weighed in it. 250. He's a big, strong kid, and he's got him over. Rocky Snyder counting out the near fall points. 3-4-point near fall. He's got Johnson on his back. Bouncing on that left shoulder, trying to put it to the mat. 4-point near fall being held by the referee, and he pins him. 1:26 of the first period. Raybuck with the fall, and that'll be the last contested match of the evening, giving the Braves a 36-15 win. Or we will have a forfeit at 107. And that will be for Jake Hendricks. Hendricks getting the forfeit. And that'll make the final score Shiklamy 42 and Warrior Run 20. And we will be back with a wrap-up right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK. And we are back. There is one exhibition match. We will feature that right now. Blake Parker for Warrior Run and Ned Drumheller for the Braves. These two guys, 172-pounders. And Parker with the takedown leads 3-0 over Drumheller. Again, this does not count. The Braves have wrapped up the win here tonight 42-20 in the first dual meet between these two District 4 teams. Warrior Run, I believe, is a Hack 3 team. Of course, the Braves are in Hack 1, Heartland Athletic Conference. Braves are back in action here Thursday night, a triple header with the junior high, the girls, and the boys. Now Parker with a one-on-one puts Drumheller over onto his back. And he still hasn't gone over. Looked like he had him over. He was going to put him over. But the Braves are back in action here at the Lockup Gymnasium Thursday, Central Mountain. The Wildcats, Braves have never beaten them. Lots of wrestling action. Come on out and see the baby Braves, the lady Braves, and the Braves. If you can't, we'll be here right after Talk to Santa Claus. That is the end of the first period. 3-0, Blake Parker of Warrior Run on top of Shiklamy's Ned Drumheller. Second period wrestling. Referee's down position. Drumheller on the bottom. He's set. Referee Snyder kind of directing that setup a little bit. Realizing these are young kids early in the season. And Parker traps a near leg with a half Nelson. He puts Drumheller over onto his back. And he pins him. 1:21 of the second period. Parker wins the exhibition. But again, the final score, Shiklamy 42 and Warrior Run 20. We'll be back with a wrap-up after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Fresh Roasted Coffee offers a huge variety of freshly roasted coffee beans as well as Keurig and Nespresso-compatible pods. While you're here, check out our extensive selection of teas, botanicals, brewing equipment, and apparel. Stop by the company's store in the old Sunbury Textile Mill just past the Shiklamy High School Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. till 4:30 p.m. Can't make it to the store? No problem. Order online at freshroastedcoffee.com and we'll roast your coffee and have it ready for pickup in as little as 24 hours.
And we are back matside with Shiklamy coach Tim Bosch. And Bosch, first win of the season.
Finally.
Wow. An entertaining match tonight, to say the least. I mean, Warrior Run didn't have a lot of weights. They had a bunch of kids that were out injured, but the matches that were here, we were entertained.
Yes, they. I knew they would be here ready to wrestle. They're a tough squad. Unfortunately, they had a real tough tournament this past weekend, and as can happen early in the season, facing some injuries.
Yeah, absolutely.
But the kids that showed up and stepped on the mat certainly were ready to go.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Start off at 114, Max Hallman get a forfeit for you. 121, Ryder Borich wrestles one of their tough kids, Chase Wernsberger. We don't need to spread that name around too much. Everybody knows head coach at Bucknell, his dad, so I'm sure he's had the benefit of rolling around with some experienced kids. But, boy, Borich really went after him.
Yeah, he was aggressive, went out there with the intent to win. Still a couple little positional things we're working on. Got some bad habits from wrestling in junior high, maybe being able to work some of that funky stuff on lesser opponents,
yeah.
But some of that scrambling and keeping your head down on the mat doesn't pay off against guys that know the position a little bit better. But he's learning, and I think definitely wrestled the best match of the season so far.
Yeah,
so,
lots of great scrambling there.
Yes.
You know, it was one of those, just when you thought you had him, you didn't have him, and that was a lot of fun to watch.
That's the art of the scramble.
Absolutely. 127, you didn't tell me about this Braylon Chestnut kid. We were just talking here a little bit off air. Needs to get his conditioning up a little bit, but I thought he looked pretty good.
Yeah, I have very high expectations for Braylon. First time on the mat, he, you know, with his weight dropping program, this was the first time he was eligible for the weight class, went out there. So that first time jitters, first time really going hard, tests the lungs, tests the heart a little bit, but showed some great position, some great offense, willingness to go out there and get after it. So everything a coach wants to see, he showed me tonight.
Yeah, you got something to work with at those two weights there. 133, Evan Kisner getting the forfeit, as did Keaton Lattimore at 139. 145, Gavin Kiefer. You know, we've seen some movement from him, but he ran into a horse here tonight and got pinned in the first period.
I think you got that one backwards.
Did I get it backwards? Yep, you're right, I did.
Gavin,
I'm sorry.
Gavin went out there.
Yeah, Gavin got. Yeah, you're right, I did. I read it wrong.
Yeah, Gavin went out.
Yeah, he went out there and got that, yeah.
So his first two matches, yeah. Gavin was a little timid. He did not show that tonight.
No.
He went out there, got in on a nice double leg right away, ran through it. That's one thing we've been working on with these guys, is not stopping on the knees when you get to those legs.
Finished 3 feet behind.
That's exactly right. He did it, put the kid on his back, and made it easy for himself tonight. So I was very happy to see him wrestling with that level of confidence tonight.
152 pounds, A.J. Benedict in his bright pink sneakers gets a forfeit. Then we go to the Wetzels. Do you ever think you would win a dual meet when both Wetzels got beat?
No, that was, you know, both of them had very tough opponents.
Oh, obviously. Absolutely.
But usually those are my guys I can count on points on the board. You know, Cole obviously drawing a very tough opponent tonight. Went out there, battled pretty hard to start. Then he saw his confidence fade a little bit as the tide was turning. But it's early in the season.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of time yet to work on putting two shots together. You know, he was still looking for that first attempt on his sweep single. Maybe if he followed it up, he would have been able to get to the other leg. But You know, that's all speculation.
Yeah. And then at 172, Connor and Max Wernsberger. Wernsberger, a great defense.
Yeah.
You know, it looked like Connor was going to get him there, but all of a sudden he came up with a toenail and got out of bounds.
Yeah, that's the thing. You gotta finish. You gotta finish in the circle there. Again, Connor. You know, it's early in the season. Still, you can tell our guys are opening their lungs up. I don't like to admit it, but conditioning was a factor for us tonight.
Yeah.
So we're going to definitely go to work on that, make sure we're where we need to be with our conditioning moving forward, because that was, to me, what decided that match.
189 pounds, Christian Bosch against Tyler Ulrich. And, you know, what an improvement. I know he was your most improved wrestler last year. Early in the season, he's your most improved wrestler again. I mean, I saw him in situations that in the last 2 years, he'd have been pinned.
Yes.
But he got out of them.
Yeah.
Some of that was strength. Some of it was great hips, and he just knew which was up and which was down and was able to get out of some of those situations.
Yeah, he's definitely getting a lot more awareness in those scrambles, and he's continuing to wrestle through the scrambles, which is, to me, one of the greatest parts of wrestling. The scrambler that doesn't stop scrambling is the guy that scores the points or gets into the best position. And he's got a willingness to go out there and fight. Doesn't matter who it is, he's bringing it all. So as a coach and as a dad, I'm very proud of that young man.
Absolutely, should be. No match at 215, 285, Brody Raybuck. You put him up against, this is probably the smallest opponent of the season.
So
Noah
far,
Johnson weighed in at like, what, 250?
Yep,
and,
247.
Brody, he's bringing that 215-pound style to the heavyweights and frustrating these guys. And tonight, he didn't get underneath. He didn't get tired and worn down.
No.
He just beat up on Johnson.
Yeah, I was really happy. I warned him early. I said, you know, it's a heavyweight. We don't want to be underneath this guy. So, you know, let's look for our sweep singles. Let's look for ripping him underneath and scoring. And what do you know? He goes out, blast doubles, and runs through it. But he kept his feet moving, so he's good there. As long as he drives up and keeps that heavy weight off of him, he's in good position and definitely dominated that match. So I'm happy to see Brody having success at heavyweight, even though he is our 215 pound.
Yeah, well, you know, it's going to pay off for him later.
Yeah.
Plus, he's frustrating those heavyweights. you can see it. It's like,
super
hey, buddy, you're not supposed to do this.
Yeah,
but
yeah, he's supposed to move like that. They're not used to it.
No, he's doing it. 107 pounds, Jake Hendricks gets the forefeit. You win 42, I want to make sure I got that right, 42-20. First time that we faced off against Warrior Run. We got a familiar opponent coming in here on Thursday night. Now, I noticed a lot of old coaches in the gym here tonight. I saw Robbie Johnson. Of course, Wade Fatul is helping you out with the junior high.
Dan Boninger is one of our girls' coaches.
Yep.
So there's a lot of history in the coaching staff.
Right, and I want to point out that none of those guys, including yourself, have ever beaten Central Mountain. So that should be a goal for Thursday night.
Absolutely. That's always the goal when we face Central Mountain. But somehow year after year after year, they are just solid from start to finish. So we definitely have to bring our A game. And we want all our guys finishing that dual meet healthy, because we roll right into the Cumberland Valley kickoff classic on Friday, wrestle Saturday. So we've got three very hard days of wrestling. We definitely can't be accused of taking it easy on this team to start the year out.
No. It's like I said to you the other day, if you can't beat us, we're not putting you on our schedule. Well, you know, we'll give Warrior Run another year to reload here, but if they're going to show up with all these forfeits, come on, let's go. We want somebody that can beat us. But, the Cumberland Valley Cumberland Valley tournament, boy, when you look at the teams in that, it's loaded.
It's a tough one, yeah.
It is really loaded.
They usually have it last weekend, but there's a scheduling issue, so that's why it got pushed to next weekend, or this coming weekend, rather. But always a tough tournament. I'm not upset that we had a little bit more time to prepare for it, but it's never an easy one.
No.
Guys got to be ready to go down there and battle.
Well, they had the football championships down there, too.
Correct.
So that's probably why they changed it, I'm sure. So, all right, Coach. Well, looks like you got things moving in the right direction, slowly but surely. Now we're going to go in and work on some conditioning and a couple other positional things. And
right.
You know, we've got a couple of matches next week. We got a lot of wrestling
before
the end of the end of the year. And man, then we start off pretty good, and then not little bit more spotty after that.
But, yep, that gives us a lot of time in between our dual meet season and the postseason to really dial things in. And
yeah,
we'll be ready for that postseason.
And also, you mentioned Danny Bodiger coaching the girls. The girls will be in action here on Thursday night.
Yes.
Against Central Mountain has a tough girls team.
Yes, they do.
I know we lost to them in the Queen of the Mountain.
Oh, yeah.
Did we? I don't know if we wrestled them during the regular season again, but I mean, we got a lot closer. Yeah, we did, because we got a lot closer. That
yes.
was the one thing
I do
remember.
Yeah, I do.
It was that was the first match that the first duel that we ever had, and the girls were just happy to get forfeits.
Yeah.
I don't suspect we're going to see that. They want to win.
It's going to be a tough matchup for our ladies. And last year, it took that first match to wake our girls up.
Yes,
you know, we watched, and they didn't quite understand how physical competing in front of the crowd was. And we'll see if they're ready to match that energy or if they need a wake-up call. I've been reminding them that it's going to be tough. The girls are going to be coming out there looking to get physical and win. So
yeah, absolutely.
We're
going
to find out soon enough.
Well, you know, it's a group that brought cow blankets and duck goose warm-ups to the sport of wrestling. So, hey, it can't be all bad. So.
No, it's all fun.
Yeah. All right, Coach, good luck Thursday, and we will talk to you then. We'll talk a little bit more about Cumberland Valley at that time, and we'll see you then.
All right, sounds Alrighty. Good. We'll talk soon.
All righty, very good. Shiklami Coach Tim Bosch talking about tonight's match. We'll have one more break here, come back with a real quick wrap-up, and we'll do that right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on WKOK.com. Welcome back to the Lockup Gym. Just it looks like pretty much the whole team here waiting to hoist the mat up into the rafters. Coach talking with the Daily Item. You can read all about that in tomorrow morning's paper, along with Frank Diamond's outstanding shots. He was here at Matt's side today. Tonight, shooting for the Daily Item. And we're just about ready to get out of here. Early night tonight with all the forfeits. Again, Warrior Run just a little bit late in the lineup. They don't have a lot of lightweights. They didn't come out. And then injuries over the weekend at the Klingerman Memorial Tournament up in Bloomsburg. So hopefully those guys will get back on the mat for Coach Betts, and they'll get things righted. But the Braves pick up their first win of the season tonight, 42-20 over Warrior Run. Thursday night we'll be back here against the Central Mountain Wildcats. Well, I'll tell you what, that's going to be a good one. If you can't be here, I will. We'll talk to you about that on Thursday night. So from the Lockup Gymnasium, where again the final score, Shiklami 42, Montgomery 20. Join me again on Thursday evening when the Braves take on Central Mountain in a triple header, the junior high, the girls, and the boys varsity, all in action here Thursday night. Thanks to our producer, Caleb Long, pushing all the right buttons in our Blue Hill studio. This is Steve Williams inviting you to join us again when the Braves throw down on the res lake. Shiklami Braves High School Wrestling is a WKOK sports presentation. Good night.